close to 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The top stories of the day. Pretty much everybody knows the Fort Hood shooting is on everybody's mind. The Supreme Court struck down limits on campaign contributions, something we'll talk about in the next half hour here on Good Day. Many of you have been, as loyal listeners of the program, very interested in a product, actually, that I've been talking about on the air, the Gutsy Chewy. Gutsy Chewy. What a great name for a product. Gutsy Chewy. I have used them myself. You've heard me talk over the last, what, 3-4 months since I had my upset stomach problem in January.
Since you're trying to poison yourself.
And I, yeah, thank you. And I came across this guy, actually, I think the first time I I tease when I'm on the air, I refer to myself as Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. You've heard me how many times say that, Richie?
Millions.
Okay. So now we have a guy named Dr. Doug who actually is practicing with a license. And he's the one who, he's a board-certified gastroenterologist. I challenge you to spell that.
That's very important sounding, by the way.
He's also a dentist.
Oh, wow.
And he comes from Anchorage. Dr. Doug, welcome to the program. Can you see Russia from your porch?
No, I can't. It's still dark out, Doug.
Uh-huh.
There's very few people I would get up in the middle of the night for, Doug, but you're one of them.
Well, I'm happy to have that as a distinguishment. Thank you very much. Let's talk about Gutsy Chewy and how you, as a gastroenterologist, obviously have a line. But you're a dentist as well, right? So you're all about the oral part of our body.
That's exactly right. You know, I have an adage in life. You don't have to be sick to get better. And I'm always looking to ways to get to improve and help up my life and my practice. I kept hearing from patients that certain natural remedies helped indigestions. There had to be something to this. So I did a fair amount of research and came up with our proprietary formula of apple cider vinegar, licorice root, and papaya. I wanted to put science behind it because right now there's not a lot of natural remedies with science behind them. We did a double-blind placebo-controlled trial and had positive results to reduce heartburn and a trend towards reducing nausea and abdominal pain. We added xylitol because I had to be true to my dental roots as a former dentist, and that helps prevent tooth decay. Calcium, magnesium, and Gutsy Chewy was born.
You know, there's no such thing in life as a coincidence. You and I started talking, and that was about the time that I really did have this problem. And I've never had, it's been 25 years since I had this kind of a problem. And I started on, and I talked about it on the air, taking these Gutsy Chewies and how they settle things down. So the need certainly is there because more people want to go to the natural side of things to fix their problems. So in the digestive disorder department, is there anything that other doctors could say, no, you don't want to take this, you want to take the pill? Well, these pills that are given have so many side effects that you don't get with Gutsy Chewy, right?
Yeah, so the most commonly prescribed medication for acid disorders, the so-called proton pump inhibitors, and I prescribe them all the time, but, you know, every medication has side effects, and you rob Peter to pay Paul. And, you know, there has been some suggestion over the last several years that those particular medications have common side effects of abdominal pain and diarrhea and headache. However, they've been linked to a decrease in calcium and magnesium absorption, infections such as pneumonia, and diarrhea known as Clostridium difficile. So, no, one size doesn't fit all. And the goal here is to get the maximal therapeutic effect with the minimum amount of intervention. And in some people, it's taking those types of medications every day. And again, I prescribe them commonly. But in other folks, it may be taking them every other day or a lower dose or taking over-the-counter medication. Lifestyle modifications such as weight loss also help as well. But like I said, there's a natural option out there that we've put some science behind. And that's Gutsy Chewy.
I think one of the things that gives this credibility is you. Dr. Doug has a DMD and an MD after his name, graduated cum laude from Harvard Dental School, and he has been practicing and working. I thought it was interesting, the connection to Cleveland Clinic Foundation. The things that are important to know about this product is you can get it easily. It's vegan-friendly. If you are allergic to gluten, as I am, you don't have to worry about it. Lactose-free, so there's no dairy in it. All it does is help, and that's what you want. You want help when you have that horrible feeling that needs quick relief, right?
Well, it enhances the body's own defense mechanisms against reflux and knocks down that after eating, queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling with gut burn and gut bloat. And it gets your gut good. And that's the goal here. And it does so naturally.
The all-natural Gutsy Chewies go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Every time I say that on the air, I kind of have a wrinkle of
a
smile.
It's got a ring to it.
It does have a ring to it. It's very good. All right, so how do you get information about this for those of you who haven't heard about it and are intrigued with Dr. Doug's product? GutsyProducts.com. You can go to their website, Gutsy, G-U-T-S-Y, GutsyProducts, all one word, .com. Gutsy Products on Facebook, Facebook.com/GutsyProducts, Twitter, @GutsyProducts. So there's the bottom line, something that you can, you don't have to practice on yourself with this. You'll take it, you'll like it, because it works. Thanks, Dr. Doug. Good to have you here.
Pleasure. Have a very nice day. Thank you so much.
Despite the availability of medications to treat advanced prostate cancer, the majority of men are not being cured of the disease, and new and better treatment options are still needed. The Affinity Clinical Trial is examining a new investigational drug used along with chemotherapy in men with advanced prostate cancer. The investigational medicine may help existing treatments more effectively fight the cancer. If you have advanced prostate cancer, talk with your doctor to see if a clinical trial might be right for you. To learn more about the Affinity Trial, visit prostatecancerstudy.com or call 877-STUDY-15 to speak with a clinical trial specialist. By participating in a clinical trial, you can help shape the future of cancer treatment. For more information on the Affinity Clinical Trial, visit prostatecancerstudy.com or call 877-STUDY-15. This report brought to you by Oncogenics Pharmaceuticals, Inc. I'm Paul Johnson.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the program, and time to sort of focus on some of the things that are making news from the medical world. Tiger Woods in the focus, Dr. Ken. He's going to miss the Masters tournament because he's had back surgery. What's the matter with him?
Exactly. Tiger Woods, Doug, has a herniated disc in his lower back. This is a rupture of the rubbery cushions that separate the bones in your spine. Tiger underwent a microdiscectomy to repair the ruptured disc. A discectomy involves removal of the herniated portion of a disc to relieve irritation and inflammation of a nerve. It'll take several months to recuperate and will require some intense rehab. Hopefully this 38-year-old will be back, but in golf, back injuries are not uncommon. Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and the current number two woman in the world just missed an important tournament because of back issues.
A lot of twist and turn.
So that's what it is, right? It's that constant motion back and forth. It's
exactly.
Pretty understandable.
Right. He lifts a lot of weights. I mean,
he works out very hard.
Yeah. All right, next item, the light in the morning. when you wake up, you open up your blinds and you see that brand new day, that could be a big help to you if you're looking at it the right way, Ken.
Exactly. We're not making this up. This is in the Public Library of Science, PLOS One Journal this week. Doug, spending time in the bright morning light may help you slim down. People exposed to more light earlier rather than later in the day tend to be leaner than their peers. Those who are exposed to brighter light earlier in the day are the slimmest. So what we're recommending is between 20 minutes and 30 minutes of bright morning light between 8 a.m. and noon.
Really? All right. Next item concerns the goon squad at the
minute,
FDA.
Wait. Does anybody find it a little disturbing that a doctor and a study has to tell us to get 20 to 30 minutes of light?
We're talking about bright light and even sunlight.
Yeah, there's not a lot of common sense in
that. That scares me a little.
All right, do you want to be scared? I refer to them as the goon squad. The FDA came under my scrutiny this week because they want to eliminate brewer's grain from its use as feed for cattle, and they have no real good reason except they are worried about it getting into the food supply. They're not worried about it being in the beer that you drink, but they're worried about feeding it to cattle. You tell me that makes some sense. Meanwhile, they have approved an under-the-tongue hay fever pill.
Brewer's yeast is good for you.
Yeah, I know it is. So you tell that to the FDA and the idiots that are there.
I can't begin to understand that.
Yeah.
So just in time for the spring allergy season, our FDA this week approved a new under-the-tongue pill to treat hay fever caused by certain grass pollens, Doug. Oralair, R-O-A-L-A-I-R. It's the first under-the-tongue allergen extract approved in America. The initial dose is taken in a doctor's office so that the patient can be monitored for any harmful reactions, and follow-up doses are taken at home. The approval of Oralair provides an alternative to allergy shots, and of course, allergy shots have to be given in the doctor's office. And oh, my aching arm, no more of that, maybe.
Yeah. All right, what do we do before the government was around? The CDC says that our salt guidelines, the government salt guidelines, are not good for your health.
Exactly. This is American Journal of Hypertension. This is some good news. This is a new analysis of 25 prior studies. It reveals that both too much salt and too little salt are both harmful, increasing the risk of heart disease and even death. The safest range of salt consumption appears to be about between 2.5 grams and 5 grams of salt per day. This new analysis actually contradicts, as you were suggesting, the public health policy in America. The CDC is standing by its recommendation of less than 2.3 grams of salt per day for healthy people under 50 and less than 1.5 grams per day for most people over 50. Try to eat 1.5 grams of salt per day. I dare you.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, this is you add it to food, but there's a lot of salt naturally in some foods as well.
Exactly. And that's why it's so hard for anyone to get that low. The food is tasteless.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole other thing about what the other ingredients there are that could be good or bad for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping your gut with Gutsy Chewy.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So I can't play. I would say about 19. Is that right, Ken?
Yeah.
Right. So but it's incredible, from, nonetheless. I'm not discounting that.
That is a strong voice.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, it really is. It isn't the best recording, but it is a wonderful voice. Here's Reno, who is Kenny's son. So certainly time for proud parenting. Nothing wrong with that. He's a music major. Reno's a music major in college. And all that did, as I listened to it, Kenny, was bring me back to a place when I was in college, and maybe many other people who were vocal majors in the music. Well, I was never a vocal major. I took vocal lessons. And Richie, no comments, please.
Jennifer, a few more.
To dream.
Okay, you don't have to play two. This is about Reno.
That's right, too. All right, so anyway, he and some of the other students performed recently with the Rising Stars of Opera, a concert that was held. And so you can understand the reason for the song, for the choice, for the sound, the tone, the timbre of the voice. But what it does for all of us who have had any of that music background at all, it brought me into the practice room. where you would see any number at Heidelberg, we had a whole floor in the music at the conservatory, whole floor of practice rooms. And you could go in there any time of the day or night, literally pretty much 24 hours a day, and hear the students practicing a lot of times songs like this. They're on the piano only, and they're singing, trying to get ready for their performances. And many of them had would be at the end of the year required to do a solo performance. So it's very refreshing, frankly, to hear that. And I hope that he, as he goes on.
What does he want to be when he grows up, Ken?
Yeah.
He wants to sing. He wants to sing Broadway,
like
opera, or opera.
Broadway, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's what year?
He's just finished, getting ready to finish up his sophomore year.
Okay. Is there a requirement for a recital for them at that age, or do they have to wait till they're seniors at that? What school is he going to?
He's going to Point Loma Nazarene.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't call it recitals, but he has a couple solo concerts that he'll have to give next year.
Really? Well, they are basically a recital. It is the kind of thing that we don't pay enough attention to. Music education is something that has been lost,
yeah,
as we all know.
People think if they go on YouTube, they can be famous.
Right. Well, but it isn't just about that.
It's great budget cuts.
Yeah, it is budget cuts, that kind of thing. So congratulations to Reno. That's a great performance. You can see the video of the day, which features Reno, at DougStefan.com.
This is not good news.
There's much more mortgage debt among seniors today than there used to be 20 years ago.
AARP financial educator John Dauphinet.
That you can attribute to the housing bubble, when people felt comfortable taking on more debt with all the different kinds of mortgages that were available.
And a poor economic picture. So now many people are carrying a mortgage into their retirement years. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. For this reason and many others, studies show that many older Americans are not saving for retirement.
Some financial advisors will say you really need $1 million saved to have a comfortable retirement. So people just tune out. They really just find it too overwhelming, and they opt out of really trying to save and to plan.
For more info on how seniors are spending their money, check out a new study by the National Center for Policy Analysis. And for more on ways to save, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you for a free...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take?
economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's go. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and I are going to meet Houston Gunn.
This kid
great
is cool.
Name.
Who is a very interesting story about somebody at this age, 16 years of age, who's already an entrepreneur. He's written a book. He's a real estate investor. He's a musician. And he is an inspiration. So we're going to be talking about how to inspire
I'll tell you how
your
I met
children.
Him
How'd you meet him?
And make
well,
your kids
him,
feel bad about themselves.
Tell them, well, yeah, no, just inspiration. I always put that spin on it, Jennifer. Speaking about how to feel bad about yourself, Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy.
Just lost to the Nationals last night.
Well, he wasn't playing.
No, okay.
He's missing his first three games after the birth of his first child. His wife went into labor on opening day, so he went to Florida to be present for the birth. So now he's taking 3 days of paternity leave, which Major League Baseball players are allowed to take. Now, some people think this sounds a bit out of line. It even sounds to some of his teammates as betrayal to the team and the profession. But this has been pretty standard practice, apparently, for a while. Not only in baseball, but when a new child comes into the world. He's getting ripped on New York radio for not cutting short his paternity leave and returning to the team.
For not getting his blank back to the team.
Right, yeah. Mike Francesco, who's probably the most popular New York sports radio personality, spent about 20 minutes of his program yesterday talking about Murphy and paternity leave. He was surprised that Major League Baseball players take paternity leave. I'm looking at some of the highlights from his program. Quote, Richie, you want to come get my phone? I'm going to show you, by the way, with Richie in Washington.
Why don't you turn your ringer off,
well,
Mr.
I,
Radio
I was,
Man?
Actually, I wasn't, you know, I don't usually get calls because everybody
on,
knows that I'm on the air
that
at this time. Anyway, I don't know why. This is Francesca saying, I don't know why you need 3 days off. I'm going to be honest. You see the birth? And
hey, Dennis, Doug is on the radio right now. Can I have to call you right back? Yeah, he does this little radio show every morning. Yeah.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Who's Dennis?
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, can I get back to Mike Francesca now?
Yeah, but who's Dennis?
I don't know who Dennis is. Richie's taking him. He's talking to the guy. Who knows who he is?
Maybe you should hire Richie as your personal assistant.
I know, right? Personal shopper, personal assistant. Right. Anyway, let's see here. We're trying to get to the bottom of what San Francesca said about Daniel Murphy. He said, what do you do in the first couple of days? You see the birth and that's it. Maybe you take care of your other children. You got to have somebody to do that. If you're a Major League Baseball player, I'm sorry, but you do. Your wife doesn't need your help the first couple of days. You know that. Man, this guy's a sexist, isn't he?
Tell her.
Huh?
Well, you
Francesca?
Know what? I think this is tough because you're a baseball player making a lot of cash, and yeah. It's the start of the season when momentum is being built.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's, you know, you only get one of those weeks in your life, the first week where your baby's home. I mean, it's sad. I think that they needed to do better planning. I mean, in baseball players, you want to be home, plan
right.
it so that you have that
plan
baby.
Plan the child?
In the
is that what
season.
You're saying?
Absolutely. That's
plan when you
do
have Rumba
time.
Bumba?
Well, yeah.
Really?
People do that all the time.
All right, Kenny, what are
things.
We missing from this? What else did Francesca say that doesn't seem to be rolling around? I mean, his crowd is going to like it because the guys who are big into New York sports are not going to be more interested in the family.
The
they're interested
type.
In the... Right, exactly.
I'll tell you what, New York and Philly, it's a tough town, man. Yeah. They are rough on their sports heroes there.
But these guys are making a lot of money, Rich, and I understand that you want to be home.
Nah.
I get that, but don't you think planning's better? Doug seemed to think it was funny that I said plan to have a baby
well,
at a certain time.
You know, you
but many people do.
You make a great point. There are more cesarean sections nowadays because people want to schedule the birth
yeah.
of their baby.
I guess
and
I'm the only one here that doesn't have his knuckles dragging on the ground for a change.
No, I mean, it's... doctors want to schedule. Doctors want to say, okay, I don't want to be here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's get everything in from 9 to 5. So I think you should get a cesarean.
All right, so, Michael, what have I missed? I mean, Kenny, Michael.
Kim.
Well, I listened to most of Francesca's rant, and it did really get into kind of knuckle dragging territory.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I read this stuff.
He said, you know, if she needs help, get a nurse. You're yeah. a ball player. You need to be back on the field.
Yeah.
And it just went along that route. He talked about how he, you know, when his wife had kids, he went and saw the birth, was back at work the next day.
Well, that's
she
his choice.
It.
Everybody
yeah.
needs to make choices.
Right. And how's that relationship with your kids going?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Francesca is not the issue here. Our poll maybe is. Poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think about men getting paternity leave from work when their children are born? A, it's a great idea. B, it's okay. It's just a couple of days. C, if they want to take time off, they should use vacation days. D, there's no reason that men should need paternity leave. That's just not acceptable in America in this era. I'm
How
sorry.
Much did you take?
Doesn't work for me.
What did you do?
What, when my children were born?
Yes.
Not a day.
I was.
You don't take a day off ever.
No, this was well. Remember now, when Megan was born, 40 years ago.
Oh God.
And I did actually. I when Tony had the baby, I was on the radio. I did my radio program, but then I spent the time at the hospital. And I'm trying to remember. The night that Megan was born, or the time of day, it was later in the day, she was put into an incubator and brought up before she even cleaned off so that the grandfathers and I could see her. And
you weren't in the room?
No,
back then, no.
You couldn't
well, I'm not
C-section
that, but I mean, I'm a little bit younger, but I was a C-section. My dad was in the room.
Yeah, no, didn't allow it in Framingham. Huh. At Framingham Union Hospital, couldn't go in. And then when Brendan was born, I was in the hospital anyway because I'd had a collapsed lung. So I spent, when I was in my room, I couldn't still go in for the cesarean because I was an active patient. But then afterwards, I spent a lot of time in the room with Tony. But I don't, and I was in the hospital
so
and went home
in the
together.
Room for either one, huh?
No, I wasn't. So, but I spent plenty of time. One of the things that I wasn't a great husband. I wasn't even a good husband in whatever the definitions are when it comes to husband and wife. But I really was a good father from the beginning, and I really wanted to be involved. So I was up more changing diapers and stuff. I didn't do the feeding because the feeding was au naturel, but it was a great experience. And I was
well, you could have tried. I mean,
yeah,
I could have, right.
Or hooked him up to a cow.
You're right, yeah.
Anyway, all right. So check the poll out and participate. Yesterday's poll, less than 2 weeks to go, how are you doing on your taxes? 36.
today.
6% said, I've already gotten my return. Wow, that's pretty cool. 17% of you said, I have 2 weeks. What's the rush? 12% said, I'm hoping to start this weekend. 11% said, I just started. 10% said, I already sent in my check. 9% said, I'm almost finished. 5% said, I'm about half done. So that's the poll, and that's the reality. In a moment, we're going to meet this young fellow, Houston Gunn. Richie's very high on him. His video series is called Shooting for Success. His book is called School for Success. So, success for young
people. He's 16 and wants to be a millionaire by the time he graduates from high school.
God love him.
On the right track.
Yep, he sounds like he's on the right track, doing a good job. So we meet Houston Gunn in a minute here on Good Day.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp itch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue scalp itch treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue scalp itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so we've sort of built this young person up to be bigger than life. Houston Gunn, 16 years of age, already an entrepreneur of note, an author of note, a real estate investor of note, and a musician here to inspire people. What is this music, Richie? This sounds
like the theme to Houston Gunn.
Right, exactly. Peter Gunn's great-grandson is here. Houston Gunn wrote a book called School for Success, How I Plan to Graduate from High School a Millionaire. All right, so time for you to share your story with us, Houston. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
I think we're well, thank you. We're eager to meet you and to hear what you have been doing and how you've earned. When did you decide, at what age did you decide you wanted to be the success that you already are?
Well, I'll start with the title of the book of where I set the goal of how I plan to graduate from high school millionaire. And it actually, I set that goal after my first day of high school as a freshman. And we had a welcome to high school assembly where all the freshmen were gathered in the bleachers. And the leadership teacher, believe it or not, went on to say, if you get good grades, graduate from high school, go on to college, get a degree and get a job, on average you will earn $1 million in your lifetime. And they were all cheering for that. But I was actually thinking and doing the math, because I wasn't cheering, because I figured out if you were to work for 50 years of your life only to earn $1 million, that's only $20,000 a year,
yeah,
not including taxes.
Yeah. Not much of a future in that, thanks. I could always
all,
go on welfare, collect from the government, make a few more bucks doing that. What do your parents do? What's your family like, and how did they help, if at all, in your having this attitude?
Well, this has really been a big influence on me, just my entire family in general, because I always talk about how I come from a family of entrepreneurs, because actually both my parents are entrepreneurs, and one thing I like to say is I beat my mom out because she opened her first business at 17. And I opened my first business at 16, so I like to say I beat her out. And then my grandma was also an entrepreneur, and she's had a really big influence on me. And then my great-grandparents were all entrepreneurs.
And this is one of the cool things I liked about your story, Houston, is that one of the things that he wants to do is help teach his generation to be entrepreneurs. And, Houston, you kind of hit the sweet spot here, because that's kind of everybody here that you're talking to has small businesses or medium-sized businesses, and we all were or are entrepreneurs, and really kind of believe in that. Even do a weekly segment
right
on it.
We believe. I have started several businesses over the course of my life, some successful, some not, but you don't know unless you try if you can make it. This radio program is really the only entrepreneurial business left that is solely unto itself, a production and a way for people to figure out what's going on every day, that has commercial success, that doesn't have any ties any big businesses, any churches, anything like that. And so I encourage entrepreneurialism because it's how I found my own way. And the only thing is, I don't know that I found my way as early as you did. That's what the story is here. Your age is really what the story is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I'll start out with how I mentioned myself in the book and how I built up to actually being able to do my first real estate deal at age 13. I actually like to consider myself to be an entrepreneur since preschool, because as a matter of fact, my parents got me involved in doing auditions for different print modeling and TV commercials. And when I was in the sixth grade, I landed a pretty big national car commercial. Well, actually, it was worldwide. And from the residual income from all that and getting exposed to the world of real estate, I decided, if my parents can do it and other people can do it, why not me? And that's one of the messages I really have. So I decided to actually ask my parents.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. But at 13, most people are not thinking guys your age are going into puberty and you're thinking about girls. You're not thinking about buying a house.
Or I want to play video games.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I actually, my first deal, I'll give you guys a little insight on it. I actually approached my parents and asked if I could loan them money. But, of course, they didn't want me to loan them money. But they came back with a counteroffer and said I could, however, become a 43% partner on the property. And so I did that, and I figured might as well, and I had my money work for me. And I really got to observe, because my dad was a general contractor, and I got to really observe how I just put money in and get money out at the end, while he had to go there and work every day and work for his money while I had my money working for me. And it was really an aha moment where I got really just started to get hooked on real estate. And I decided I wanted to be more of a lender position, to have my money work for me. So then when that deal was all said and done, I decided I wanted to be a private money lender. So I also did my first private money loan at the age of 13.
I love loan you. Shark on the high school.
You are incredible.
A blue Corvette by the time he graduates this spring. The book is called School for Success, How I Plan to Graduate My School a Millionaire. You go to Houston, or Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, gun, the two N's .com, for the video as well, Shooting for Success. Congratulations and best of luck to Houston Gunn from all of us here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Top, round and round.
Try that part right there, man.
Round and around.
Make your way to the top.
Round and around.
Make your way to the top.
Eddie Murphy in the focus. This is from the movie Dreamgirls. Fake Your Way to the Top. Eddie Murphy, 53 today.
And I wonder if you cowboys know something. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond.
Man, that's a great.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, this is wonderful stuff. And this is it. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Good Day. Isn't there another Beverly Hills Cop on the way?
Yes, there is. I think it'll happen sometime in the next 2 years. Well, they actually tried to.
It was a TV show.
They revamped it into a. They were going to do a TV show.
What happened to that?
Yes, they shot the pilot. He was going to be an executive producer, be in the pilot, and it was going to focus in on his kid. But the network decided to take a pass, so now they're going to do it as a feature film again. Beverly Hills Cop 4. They have to reboot. You know, the interesting thing about Eddie Murphy, he's actually relatively young, 53.
Yeah.
But his early work was amazing, and then his career went in a different direction.
All right, well, here's another excerpt from one of, in my opinion, one of his excellent roles. This is an excellent film.
Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
And you got the tie a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
And Nick Nolte was good in this as well.
Very
48 hours. That was a good flick. All right, so let's see. Also, he's done an awful lot of voiceover work in these, the dream work. And
Donkey is, made him a zillion dollars.
Right, so here he is from the first Shrek movie.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
That's Mike Myers on this one, huh?
Huh? No, I already played that. That was
I wonder if you cowboys and those.
Oh, no, that's not this.
No. We played this one already?
I played it all.
You did?
Yep.
All right, Richie, you don't have to overdo it. All right, so anyway, there's the story of Eddie on his 53rd birthday. He won a Golden Globe for his role in Dreamgirls, right? Am I right on that?
He did, and he was nominated for an Oscar, which he thought he would win. And he also was amazing in The Nutty Professor. I mean, that is very
good. He's very good in that, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's done some, where he played all the roles. What was the name of the movie? He played all the various parts in Women, Men, Big, Old.
Yeah.
What was that called? What was that movie
called?
Well,
in the Nutty Professor, he did that, and he also did the different parts in the movie he did with Arsenio Hall. What was it, Coming to America?
Yeah, that's the one I meant.
Right.
Yeah, Coming to America.
And then he's done
a
bunch of clunkers, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Eddie Murphy's big thing was he went from big screen to, okay, I'm going to do all these kid movies, and people stopped taking him seriously because he stopped doing feature films.
Yeah. Well, the stuff he's nothing to be ashamed of when it goes back to Beverly Hills Cop and
let me tell you something.
48 Hours, that sort of thing.
His Saturday Night Live years and his stand-up comic years, there was nobody funnier than
funny
him.
Guy. Yep.
His legacy has been set.
Chuck Curry brings us up today with important movie news right after this here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, Chucker, let's get into it. What do we have cooking?
Speaking of ups and downs, Doug, at the box office, we didn't touch on this on Monday. Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie, Sabotage, which opened nationwide last weekend, did $5.4 million over the weekend, his lowest box office total since he started his movie career. If you look at his comeback vehicle, The Last Stand, which I thought was a very entertaining movie, didn't perform well at all here in the U.S. Then he did Prison Break, which he co-starred with Stallone, did not do well here at all in the United States, although his performance pretty decently overseas. He's got the Expendables 3 coming out this summer, which is an ensemble film, and then he's part of the Terminator 5 cast, which he will return as his signature role, the cyborg, in that film. It's titled Terminator Genesis, that starts filming this year. But my question is, at 66 years old, has Arnold's audience from the 80s followed him to his comeback? The answer is no, and he has not replenished a new generation of moviegoers that want to see his work, at least in this country. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that they haven't quite hit the right button yet with him. I think he still is an attraction. As you noted, with a couple of the movies, it did well overseas. I don't know much about Sabotage. I saw it promoted and haven't seen it, and it's not likely to be kind of a big shoot 'em up. So whether I'd go, I might, now that I know that he's in it, I didn't even know he was in that. I didn't remember he was in it. I might go see it because I have always, I wouldn't go see some of the early Arnold stuff like Conan and those horrible things and violent stuff. But you know, in some of the things he's had, he can use his abilities better than he's used. I think that's probably the way of looking at it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.